This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090, KTGO in Tioga, and KLTC in Dickinson, online anytime in the iHeart Media app as well. Grab that, download it. You can listen wherever you are. Governor Doug Burgum joins us in studio. Governor, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Great to be here.
Thank you. Got a little cold, huh?
I'm feeling great today compared to where I was.
Is that right? So you're on the upswing. The cold's in the rearview mirror. Yeah, very good. Glad to hear it. There is construction as we speak going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. You've been governor to see that start once again, and of course the new president helped in that regard as well. Wanted to just give kind of an update on where we're at on that whole thing, and so far so good as construction has restarted. The camp is being cleaned out. Give us an update. What's happening?
Well, I think from a state standpoint, you know, our real focus right now is, as it has been all along, is life safety. And this is when, you know, Brent and I said we're running, we wanted to make sure we were governor for everybody in North Dakota, and that means everybody in Sioux County as well as everybody in Morton County. So we've been down, spent time listening to people and hearing the concerns of people on both sides of the river. But, you know, right now, you know, if you took a map of the United States and said, you know, where's the one spot where we got a potential life-threatening spring flood happening? And you said, let's pick a place where you got 500 people, you know, camped in a dangerous flood zone. We're talking about a place where the Cannonball River meets the Missouri River. You got no cell service. You got no fire department. You got no police department. There's no law and order. It's a lawless land, essentially ungoverned in the sense of anything that we would consider in the U.S. You got two slippery, icy approaches going in and out of there. And this is a place where a few years ago the water came up 16 feet in 20 hours because of ice jams. You know, you would say, okay, that's a problem, and it's right here in our own state. So we, every day, we got a team of people that are working on how do we move forward. And right now, the camp itself, there's some, I call it leadership. It's a shifting thing within the camp, but there are some people that are stepping up in the camp and have been working now in the last 2 weeks trying to do cleanup. And I'm happy to report they've got 64 roll-off dumpsters they've taken out of there. And for the listeners to understand, I mean, the scale of this thing, this is 160 acres of campsite, tent pole to tent pole. You know, this is not like when, I think when people nationally hear the word campsite, they think it's like a couple of, it's like a Boy Scout troop and three tents. I mean, there's, you know, buildings that were built, permanent buildings that were built down there. There's tents that are frozen in the ground that have still been there since that first blizzard in early part of December. All of this, the donations that came in, coats, sleeping bags, unbelievable amounts of stuff that was donated, that's piled up down there. And I think, you know, so we've got this, the cleanup thing, but then this is not like a bunch of kids going and cleaning up a ditch and going away. You've got people in this camp that don't want to leave. And if you think of Katrina, think of the social workers going to people in their homes and saying, you must leave, and then the people won't leave. We've got that. Only these people that are there are saying, I'm not leaving because they're fighting for a cause. They have a level of attachment to their stuff, to their spot, to their friends, to the cause. And so, you know, at some point we may actually have to, you know, we keep talking about law enforcement. We might need social workers to help people actually literally let go of the idea that they're going to be living in this place when the spring flood comes. There was one guy, they got inside one of those big army tents you've maybe seen down there, I mean, full-size army tents, and there was a guy in there building a raft, and he was gonna, you know, float this thing out. I mean, you know, I'm not a clinician, but you'd have to say there's something not, you know, the wires aren't quite connecting, at least in an understanding of what a North Dakota spring flood looks like.
Unbelievable. What kind of cooperation have you had, in the recognition that, look, this is an ecological disaster? And if this all started in an effort by some well-meaning folks, I assume, to protect the water, you're not going to protect the water if all this ends up, you know, going down the cannonball. I mean, are you happy with the level of cooperation in this cleanup now?
Well, we've had some of the camps, we've had great help. And I think the thing, again, for people to understand, this is, when I say the camp is not one thing. The camp is multiple things. At least in a big level, there was three. There was Sacred Stone, there was Rosebud, and there was the Ochetti, the, you know, the seven council fires. But within those camps, there was mini camps. So when the guys have gone in to clean up, they might encounter, you know, here's a 40 people were living together and there's five left and 35 are gone. The five that are there, like, what do I do with the other 35 people's stuff? And so there's, again, there's no sort of classic hierarchy. And again, I want to separate this. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is, which we've been in regular contact since the first day we took office, is not in charge of these camps. I mean, they don't have, you know, they don't have authority. They don't have direct line of control. They don't whatever. They've been, you know, the chairman and the tribal leadership have been very consistent, and we support that. They've been saying, we would like the protesters to go home. If we're going to carry on a fight, let's carry it on someplace else, but not here in the flood zone. So we're on the same page as Standing Rock about people going home. And when we were down in Cannonball last week, you know, Brent Sanford and I, listening to citizens down there, got the same concerns as in Morton County, you know, which is, hey, our school was overrun. You know, wakes and funerals have been disrupted by protesters, school supplies taken by so-called journalists. Our community center, our kids can't get in here to play basketball because it's filled up with people that are sleeping here during the storm. So, you know, people have been really put out by the, you know, the out-of-state protesters. Everybody knows the stat that 93% of the people that are arrested are not from North Dakota. And so we're trying to, again, work for everybody in North Dakota to get the protesters to go home and stop staying in a place that's like I said, a dangerous flood zone. But you asked about the camp cleanup and how do we feel. If you say March 1st is a likely date, and then you take 160 acres and you look at how many acres we're cleaning per day, I'm not confident that we're on a right track to have this thing cleaned up in time before the spring flood. And when I say cleanup, this is not like a service group in a ditch picking up garbage, because once the garbage and the tents and all that's gone, then the Army Corps of Engineers wants to get in and do remediation. I mean, this was a town at one time of 10,000 people with no sewer and water. I mean, think of the human waste that's down there. And so they would like to do the remediation, as you say, Scott, to avoid having contamination in the Missouri River from this basically a city, you know, that had no sewer and water. So that they want time in the camp after everyone's gone. So that would mean that this camp needs to be emptied by about February 20th for them to have 8 days, because this is a short month, 8 days before the end of the month to get in there. So right now we do not yet have an agreement about the Army Corps of Engineers coming in with their contractors to do cleanup. It's still self-directed by the headsman, which is the name of the leaders in the camp who've been, some of them have been terrific in terms of trying to actually, you know, create awareness and help people understand that people need to move out of this area.
What is your intel telling you as to the plans of the folks like Chase Iron Eyes and others that were arrested recently who are not part of this, let's clean up this camp, that are not dealing with the situation and the mess that's left, but rather still want to fight? You know, construction restarted night before last. There have not been any incidents down on the construction site. Are there plans for more? I mean, you see a lot of social media chatter. What's your intel telling you?
Well, you know, we were monitoring the social media closely, because obviously the last thing you'd want when you're trying to focus on life safety is to have a camp increase in size at a point in time when you're, you know, trying to decrease it in size in terms of getting cleanup. You want people to leave, not arrive. So, you know, we're watching that very closely, but so far so good relative to any direct action. But I think we know the drill now. And, you know, I've had a chance that when I was at the inauguration, I talked to over 20 other Republican governors there as part of the inauguration thing, and they all were kind of like saying to me, hey, listen, we're, you know, really sorry this happened to you. I said, look, this is the new normal under the Trump administration, where you're going to have the protest du jour, and you take a combination of powerful social media, celebrities, and then the new thing that's new in the last 2 years is anonymous funding. GoFundMe, GoFundMe.com, you know, they can collect resources anonymously. There's been over $11 million have gone into these protest camps. So now you can have a social media plus a sustained protest where people are paid to be part of that. And then you combine that with a world of anti-carbon, you know, and you get a powerful cocktail that actually works. So, you know, whatever infrastructure is going to get built in the United States in the next few years, if there's, you know, carbon related to it, I think you can expect that you're going to have these kinds of things going forward. And so, you know, you know, we want to get through this thing safely, but I think the skills that we're learning right now as a state is what every state's going to be dealing with in the next 4 years.
Jeff in Stanley, question for Governor Doug Burgum. Go ahead.
You just kind of touched on my question a little bit. I was interested that with your tech background and also now with your sitting in our governor's chair. What's your take on what kind of actions we can take to look into the use of these funding mechanisms like GoFundMe and putting some accountability and auditability around how these monies were used? You know, $11 million. How much of that $11 million was used in support of criminal activities? And yeah, what can our legislature do, or what can our attorney general do to prevent this from happening in the future?
Great question. I want to tag onto that with a couple other texts that have come in. One saying, I'd like to see you with your platform. Keep the AG and governor's feet to the fire and find out about protesters being paid. What about taxes? Where's the investigation? Somebody else saying, you know, same thing. Get to the bottom of this. I heard from the mouth of protesters they get paid $1,500 a week and a bonus for every arrest. Is that not organized crime? So Jeff and Stanley, hang on, but just want to tag on those other points, and we'll give the governor a chance to answer this on the other side of the break. Mary and Bismarck, Kevin and Moorhead with a question, too. We'll get to you as well as we continue our conversation today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Mark G. Wagner at ND Estate Services works with families and individuals all across North Dakota. He'll equip you to protect your estate from third-party entities, preserve your financial assets from care facilities, and pass on your entire estate in the most tax-efficient way possible, bypassing probate court. Call or text Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Or go online to ndestateservices.com. That's ndestateservices.com. You'll be glad you did.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Sure is some good gumbo when you come to the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. MBI Energy Services, a great place to work, invites you Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Taste testing starts for the public at 6:30 p.m. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. The 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off from MBI Energy Services and area businesses. Don't miss the fun. Saturday, February 18th.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. The hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two cookies are yours, $4 for $4. continuing our chat now with Governor Doug Burgum today on the program. So the caller and a couple of texts are essentially saying, hey, more needs to be done on the paid protesters. They're getting paid. We're hearing what they're paid. Is that not organized crime?
Well, I think that, again, it certainly could be, and it certainly is worth a look, you know, under the racketeering laws. I mean, everybody knows that, you know, Al Capone went down 1930s because of tax evasion, not because of, you know, the any evidence around actual bank robbery. So I think the same thing here. It's one of the things that has to be looked into. At the top level, GoFundMe, which is a pass-through donation site, they're well protected in the sense that if you look on that thing and you're donating to a cause, it basically is donor beware. You know, the pass-through site that handles the money makes no representation about how the money's going to be used illegally, whether it's actually going to that cause or not. And there have been donors all over this country that have donated to what they thought was Standing Rock, and who knows where the money went. There's actually over 200 accounts out on GoFundMe that have some hint that they're related to the Standing Rock protest. And some,
I just wrote an op-ed about that this week. A few of the papers around the state, Minot and Grand Forks Forum yesterday, but because it drives me crazy. For one, GoFundMe's making money on all of them.
Yes.
They get a cut of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're saying there's no way they've got their bylaws written as such that they have no culpability for any of the.
Yeah, it's just a straight pass through. But again, I think this is you know, for the donors that are putting the money in. I mean, a lot of this money wasn't going to where they thought it was going, and a lot of the money probably wasn't going for what they thought it was going to be used for. But it'll draw attention because this is a scale. I think, you know, several of these were the largest GoFundMe accounts in the country last year. And it's gonna draw national attention. Like I say, this is a tool.
Should we, as a state, be investigating? Are we the ones to do it? Who?
Well, I certainly think we should be, because we're the end up picking up the tab right now on all the law enforcement, and when the funding is anonymous on the other side, I mean, it's certainly, there probably is some in this new world order we're going into, some need for transparency about who is doing the funding.
I want to play a clip of a conversation we had yesterday with Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners of Dakota Access, specific to what he talked about, this whole incident and North Dakota's reaction to it, but also their offer to help. Roll that, if you would, Todd.
I have been so incredibly impressed, and I've told you this before, told Congressman Kramer this, the people of North Dakota are just truly amazing people. The restraint that has been shown by law enforcement is remarkable. I mean, these people have been threatened. They've been spat on. They've been verbally abused. They've been charged on horseback. You can go on and on and on what's happened, and yet there's been no violence. That is a remarkable thing, that the law enforcement has done their jobs. They've done incredibly well. I know it has stressed your state, and I apologize for that. I feel that we somehow have caused that, and I've publicly stated that we would like to assist in any stress that we could assist on, whether we help financially or whatever. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong that this would be allowed to occur. You know, that's where you go to church. That's where your kids go to school. I mean, North Dakota has really, really quality people, and yet this has been brought upon them. It's unfair.
Your reaction to that?
Well, I think it's certainly relative to you know, any offer, I'd say any offer about reimbursements on the table, whether it's coming from a private sector or federal government, it's something we're going to, when we get to the end of this thing and get there safely, we're going to look at that. But as far as the restraint, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this, you know, action last Wednesday we arrested 74 people in the group that was you know, trying to set up a new camp on private property outside the flood zone. I mean, you know, our team that's down there, I mean, everybody needs to understand, it's not the clip you see on social media, but our guys say, please, if you leave now, you won't be arrested. Please, if you leave now, you won't be arrested. Please go back. You won't be arrested. I mean, every opportunity for people, if someone's getting arrested down there now, it's because they want to get arrested. As you say, whether it's a bonus or whether it's, we're going to make news and we're going to drive more fundraising. Because through GoFundMe, because hey, we've been arrested, give us dollars, but
it works.
Everybody has an opportunity to step back and not be arrested at these things. And again, kudos to our law enforcement. And how about our National Guard that's out there? You know, people don't understand, our National Guard's not an army. Our National Guard's providing support logistics. We've had over 1,300 different people have rotated down there, North Dakotans, to help on this thing. They're unarmed. their logistics people. They're just providing on, you know, health, safety, backup, supporting law enforcement, you know, providing meals, providing logistical support. You know, that's what those guys are doing. And so, you know, we've got guys that are down there on the front lines, and they're unarmed, and they're in the and just providing support. But that's a 32,000 man days we've put into guard days down there so far as state of North Dakota supporting this.
Sherry emails, why isn't it illegal that these large groups who donate to people to protest? Should it be illegal?
Well, I think this is again part of America right now. Is this a political campaign? Is this a free speech? I mean, the courts will have a blast trying to sort all this stuff out. I think where it crosses the line and where it's not free speech is when you start doing things that are illegal. The criminal trespass, camping without permits on federal land, some of the violent activity that's happened. I mean, that stuff's not legal. So then I think again, this is something that's going to have to be looked at.
A little lightning round here because we only have a couple minutes left, about 90 seconds. Actually, a caller earlier said wanted to know what your biggest legislative priority was this session.
Well, I mean, it's just the budget. I mean, it's that you're trying to figure out. I mean, we're going to end up with a balanced budget. I mean, we've got but the legislature that we have right now, they're digging in and working hard. I mean, no legislature in North Dakota has ever had to take $1.5 billion, $1.5 billion out of a general fund that started at $6 billion. We're going to get it done. The key is, can we get it done at the same time, make sure that we're delivering the services we need to the people in North Dakota.
Here's a caller that came in earlier, too, with a question we said we'd share with you. Go ahead and roll out.
For our governor, we need to clean up the human services. It's the biggest funded North Dakota department we have, and I'm sure there's somewhere it's got to be cleaned up because, well, I see there's a lot of dirty things in there, too. So have a good Friday.
Yeah, well, the caller is accurate that human services is our largest budget item, and that is deserves a deep dive going through there. A lot of that, of course, is going to change if we get, change in the in how we're thinking about health care with the ACA, Obamacare, expanded Medicaid, Medicare, this kind of stuff. We've got a lot of things that are going to be changing on that landscape in the next 2 years. And I think there's a way where, as a state, we can do things more efficiently than trying to implement federal programs. And a lot of the cost in human services is people that are chasing tens of thousands of pages of federal regulations. And we can take cost out of how we do this stuff just by getting the federal government off of our back on some of that.
John from Carrington says, tell the governor, even though the tribe says they have no control now, they are responsible for all of this. They can't say they're not responsible now. I hear that from a lot of people. They want more, of a recognition of the Standing Rock Sioux tribes, lighting this match, if you will. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that, in the postmortem, there's going to be plenty of time to kind of sort through this thing. And what we're dealing with is that, we can't change the past. We're trying to focus on the present and the future. And the fact is, right now, they're not in charge of that camp. So everything we've done to build relationship with the camp leadership is part of the reason why we've got 64 roll-off dumpsters out of there, because we've, built a relationship with them, and they're helping move this thing in the right direction.
Thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be with you.
Good to see him. Governor Doug Burgum with us on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate,
Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Toll free telephone number for your calls at 800-228-0550. Kevin and Moran wants to talk about travel ban on refugees, and we're waiting for Senator Armstrong, right, Manny? I think that's what you told me in my ear. I was listening to you and the governor at the same time, so I think I heard that. Kevin and Moorhead, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Hey,
calling
in reference to that ban, one point that I really haven't heard anybody really touch on much of yet is in reference to it's lowering the number of refugees down to 50,000 from 100,000. And also, nobody's really been hitting as hard on the difference between the refugees and the immigrants. Everybody on the left has been pushing so hard about, you know, we're just banning all Muslims, not allowing any more Muslims into the U.S. That's what they're hitting so hard on. And if you really look at it, the key to this, if you look at it long haul, is the success of refugees once they get here. By lowering the number of refugees to 50,000, the one thing we've been hearing so much of is it's so limited funds of getting them settled in here and trying to get them to speak English, find them housing, find them food, find them furniture, get them settled in. Well, if you lower the number down and you have more funding for that, you're going to have a lot higher success rate for them once they get here. And a big difference between the refugees and the immigrants, aren't allowed any welfare or any subsidies for 5 years once they've landed on U.S. soil, where refugees, it's available the second they get here. And I just wanted to point that out, that you really haven't heard much talk about that from either side, and that's a big, big difference. And we've kind of seen that around here where I'm at, and I think all over the nation, and that's why people are kind of frustrated with it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Very good points. And it is amazing how they put it all together, right? That even I mean, headline was I reading earlier that set me off, that was in the Fargo Forum. NDSU students, staff march in support of international students. Well,
right.
Wait a minute. Nobody said we're going to, you know, international students are gone. Nobody said, you know, legal immigrants are. Nobody said the people with a visa can't be here. They said, look, we're going to take seven countries out of all the places refugees come here, and we're going to do a better job of vetting them because the Obama administration identified those seven countries as not having a proper vetting system. They just didn't do anything about it. Trump's doing something about it. All of a sudden, he's anti-immigrant. It's crazy. It is
That's absolutely crazy.
But you know what's the same? I'm sorry to do this again,
because
I do this 20 times a week. It's no different than, in my mind, somebody saying, oh, you're building a pipeline? You're trying to poison the water. No, I'm not. I'm trying to get a better price for mineral rights owners in North Dakota who get a discount now because we don't have the level of energy infrastructure that they do in Texas. You know,
I-94 bridge that goes over top of the river drops more oil and gasoline into that river than any pipeline ever has. So
yeah, so good points. Kevin, I appreciate the call. Call again because you're talking some common sense. Senator Kelly Armstrong here with our legislature today segment today. Also chairman of the North Dakota Republican Party, senator from Dickinson, but his day job is an attorney. So we're going to call on his legal expertise a little bit here today and tie it in with his legislative experience and see if we can't get you a few answers. Kelly, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. So I'm going to start with a protester question. Governor Burgum was just on, and he got a number of questions from people who say, wait a minute, we know protesters are being paid. We've heard stories about, you know, X amount of dollars per day or so much a week, and they get a bonus if they get arrested. Is that not organized crime? Can you not go after the funders for being part of this too? How about an investigation into it? People really want some answers here. What can we do?
Well, I would tell you at the end of the day, if you're going to do an organized crime, which essentially is a RICO case, you're going to really want the federal government to be involved. I've dealt with RICO cases at the federal level. And just the way the federal statutes are written compared to the way the state statutes are written, it's a very interesting difference between how states and the federal government prosecute those types of cases. But I think if there was a legitimate claim to it, and you could deal with the online money and the transfers going across state lines, and that would be something the federal government would get really involved in. You don't see a lot of state, and this is historically throughout the state of North Dakota, you don't see a lot of state organized crime prosecutions. The federal statutes are just simply much better for prosecuting those types of cases than state-level crimes.
Another texter said, I'd really like to see you with your platform, the show, keep the attorney general, keep the governor's feet to the fire and find out about protesters being paid. What about taxes? Where is the investigation? So I hear what you're saying. The tools are better in the federal box to go after such things. How do you start it, though? I mean, should the attorney general be gathering enough information to go to the feds and say, hey, we got a case here? Is that a political thing where the governor says it to the president? Well, how do you get it started?
Yeah, I mean, I think unfortunately with the crime of social media and the way things work, I mean, you still have to get it. There's a global answer. It's just like somebody asked me, how can all of them get court-appointed lawyers if we know they're getting paid? Well, you have to know that particular person is getting paid. And you have to know that particular person received money. I mean, from a global standpoint, when you're doing this online and dealing with these things, I get the public outrage and I share in public outrage. But to prove these at a micro level beyond a reasonable doubt on each individual person used to be incredibly problematic, and welcome to the age of GoFundMe pages. I mean,
okay, so you're the attorney here. I'll just play one.
Yeah.
I got the easy job. But if I take the last arrest and 76 people there that we saw on tape, you know, saying, hey, remember, resist arrest. Clearly they wanted to get arrested, right? They were told to leave umpteen times. They didn't do it. So this was part of the game. And you arrest them. Can you take 10 of them and say, I want to see your bank account? I want to know where the dollars are coming from. Do you have the right to do that, to try and understand more about how they're here?
Maybe. It would really depend on the facts of the arrest. I mean, your warrant, your search warrant, your issues about inciting a riot or failure to disallow a public order gets you into certain situations of what's relevant for those types of arrests. I would just tell you, I mean, I know everybody doesn't necessarily love this answer, but maybe with a new president and a different change of command, the federal government is the one where they do the same type of thing on historic drug dealing cases. And what I mean by that is they usually spend 2.5-3 years developing these RICO cases against people, drug cartels that manufacture and distribute methamphetamine or other drugs all the way across the country. And they have the resources and the tools to do that because they have law enforcement capability at the national level. A North Dakota agency trying to serve a warrant on a GoFundMe account in New Jersey does not work really well.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think you're right. I think, quite honestly, it whether it be the Women's March after the inaugural, or whether it be these eco-terrorists that are doing what they're doing, most recently focusing on the Dakota Access Pipeline, but before that, the Keystone XL Pipeline, or you know, pick your up at Berkeley, you know, whatever. I mean, to the extent that, you know, there's people who have a particular cause that are exercising their free speech, fine, have at it. But the extent that George Soros or somebody else is writing checks and they funnel it through GoFundMe and have this web of things they're doing, to me, that, you know, that isn't something we should just take lightly and look the other way at. Especially when you look at the impact in North Dakota. I mean, these people writing checks to these protesters, shutting down commerce in North Dakota is not something we should just talk about as the new normal, right?
Absolutely. And there's, I mean, and they're shutting down commerce more than in North Dakota. I mean, this pipeline doesn't end in North Dakota. I mean, this isn't a North Dakota issue. This is an international issue, and it's an issue about, I mean, the rule of law, and that's absolutely accurate. Nobody's saying they can't have the First Amendment right to protest. I haven't heard that one single time. They want to make it about that, but that's a false argument.
Mary and Bismarck, question for Senator Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead, you're up.
Yes, actually, it was a question I had earlier on, but it does very much apply to maybe he can help me figure this out. How is it that the public of North Dakota voted for that medical marijuana law, but the legislature is busy changing it all over the place? I saw an interview a couple of nights ago with the lady who originally was trying to get it introduced, and how disappointed she was that they were making all those changes. You know, and that, I know you can't answer the next part of this, but that ties back to what they did here in Bismarck with things that were voted on, that the public said no, and they went ahead and did them anyway. And it goes all the way back to the blue law changes in the 90s, where the public said, no, we don't want Sunday opening, and the legislature went ahead and did it anyway. How is it that they can do that? Is Carlson that full of himself, or what's the deal?
Well, I would just point out, and this is the problem, I've read the entire marijuana measure, and you will hear me say this as this process moves on. I believe when we need to respect the will and the intent of the voters, but there are some things about that measure that are incredibly problematic. The first being is that they didn't decriminalize the sale of marijuana. That's a huge problem. If the measure passes as is, it's still a crime to sell it. Even though it's legal to use medicinally, it's a crime to sell it. So there are a lot of things that have to be fixed about this measure, and it's a long process, and there was just the first of many hearings that happened, I think, last week and Wednesday. But we're, the Department of Health is tasked with trying to implement this, and there are some things in that measure that really don't make sense with other parts of that measure. And I'm hopeful and optimistic that by the time we get through this legislative session, we will have something that at least respects the intent of the voters, because the measure as is cannot go on the ballot or cannot go into law. It won't work. Nobody will have medical marijuana if the measure as it was written goes into law.
Okay. Is that just a case of it being poorly written?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly right. I mean, and it also passed 63% of the vote across the state. So we need to recognize that. We need to honor that. But the actual measure, yes, was poorly written.
All right, one more call here for Kelly. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would.
Hi, Scott. Wondering if with these protesters, when they're arrested and they're actually going to trial and they're convicted, or they plea out, if there's a way to attach the cost of actually law enforcement, if we could, you know, a certain percentage of the cost or additional $10,000 fine for restitution to help curb the cost that is occurring with the protest.
Can you do that, Kelly? Can you up the protesters' fine based on the cost of the whole endeavor?
Fines are set statutorily according to the crime. There's a min and a max fine for B misdemeanors, A misdemeanors, C felonies. Restitution is something that you can have a restitution hearing on. Criminal restitution is different than civil assets or than a civil case, in that restitution in a criminal setting has need and ability to pay. I think the reality of this, especially with most of these young out of state protesters, is you could put a restitution order on them for what, $1,500, $2,000, and that order will go into place, but you're not going to see it. you can have the order in place, but especially if they get arrested, go
not going to collect.
Well, leave the camp. They're going to leave the state.
Got to leave it there. Kelly Armstrong, thanks very much.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask 2 questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In part today by our friends at North Dakota Oil Can, Battle of the Bakken is underway. The blood drive that goes through the 28th of February. They will be in Hebron today, 2 until 6 at the community building. Tomorrow, the Black Magic Harley Davidson event at Williston from noon until 4 in the showroom there at Black Magic Harley in, Williston, is what I'm trying to say. So MDU and Bismarck on Valentine's Day. 8:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. in the Yellowstone Room. A couple of examples where you can take part in the competition among oil companies to get the most donors out to help United Blood Service collect crucial resources. And by the way, the company that gets the most donors out wins $1,000 to donate to the charity of their choice. More at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or at their Facebook page. The Battle of the Bakken Blood Drive. That's pretty cool. All right, Chris Berg of Point of View going to join us in just a moment. Chris actually told me about that 10-year study in Germany. And I want to dig into this a little bit, maybe a little bit today with Chris and in the future, basically telling us who these protesters are. Not a pretty picture of these protesters. Signal maybe of what's to come right here. But I did want to get to a couple of your texts that we hadn't got to. How does someone out on bail get to leave the country? Would have been a good question for Kelly being the attorney, but I don't know, especially when inciting a riot like Chase Ionize was. Maybe Canada doesn't care. I mean, Canada has some really interesting. They have, you can have some really suspect things in your background and get into Canada. For one, their legal immigration is really lax. So, and you know, folks, you know, getting a visa to get into Canada, then how do you get here? I don't know. But I don't know on those that are up on charges. I mean, not convicted, but he's been charged with it. So I don't know. It's a good. Got to be somebody out there that knows, dealt with this in the law. Some of our Canadian friends, who are you letting in there? What's the deal? 800-228-0550, tell us. I mentioned earlier I wrote an op-ed about GoFundMe. And how these bad actors get bucks through GoFundMe and how they get the dollars. It's very shadowy. And then the GoFundMe folks, which, by the way, are a bunch of Democrats that are part of this. And I point them out as well. I got an email from Wayne Papke, who's having a bit of a fit over my op-ed, because he said it's tarnishing good GoFundMe efforts. But I think Wayne needs to understand, you know, people with a brain are going to recognize when there is an effort, for instance, for law enforcement in Morton County. That's not a bad deal. That's a good deal. And can differentiate that from the organizations and the rhetoric. So, not so worried about that. Appreciate your efforts, nonetheless, on everything you've done there. And he does agree the intentions were well placed for the article. You gotta call them like you see them. And when there's people that are, I mean, how many times have we heard about this on this program, on the GoFundMe side? Over and over and over and over again. Let's see, Leah in Butte.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I know the attorney has stepped off, but I felt a fitting fine for those arrested for protesting would be more so than payment, community service, and finding the most, maybe hardest labor community service that they have to pay with their own sweat and blood for what they've done to the community. Somebody can't buy them out and pay their fine for them. And secondly, as far as honoring free speech, if they are being funded, that is like a mercenary protester or terrorist, however you want to phrase it. That is not free speech. That is hired mercenary protester. There's nothing free about someone paying somebody to protest and calling it free speech.
Couldn't agree
anymore. That is my comment for today.
All good comments. I would, and we didn't have a lot of time with Kelly today. He was coming from a hearing, so we didn't get the whole segment with him. But I do want to do some more on this. I just think there are more things that we can do along that regard. And again, draw a clear line between somebody who is exercising free speech peacefully and somebody that is part of some larger enterprise. And, you know, you're arrested once, the second time, whether it's community service, whether it's bigger fines, whether whatever it is. Get to the bottom of where their funding's coming from. I mean, dig. We got to do more on this front for sure.
We do. We have to treat them more like terrorists than citizens with a concern.
Exactly right. Well, Leah, thank you very much. Appreciate that. We're obviously not going to get Chris here, so he must have gotten tied up getting ready for tonight's show. Chris Berg, host of the 630 Point of View, which you can watch at 630 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, or 1030 at night on West Dakota Fox for our friends on western North Dakota online anytime at povnow.tv. Hey, we'll see you Monday, my friends. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, 24-7, we're here to answer your questions or comments. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Scott H. FlankFamily.com. God bless. Vince is back. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Minot Bismarck. Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.